Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Jonathan Etzler from Sweden, representing Sweden at Future Frames, the Future Frames program here at the festival. So thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
We're presenting the film Get Ready With Me. You know, just for the benefit of our listeners, I would love for you to maybe introduce it a little bit before we start getting into it and talking about it in more detail.
The film is about a teacher who has a student who's like 13, 14 years old, and she makes a film about suicide. Mm. The teacher has given the whole class the assignment to do a film about being young today, and she does a film which is sort of like a suicide instruction video, and she shows it for the entire class, and the teacher gets really worried, and he tries to sort of engage in her, but then he gets entangled in this sort of like thriller story.
It's a very contemporary story, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
YouTube connection.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because she's a YouTuber, and Get Ready With Me is actually a genre on YouTube. It's a type of film where it's usually young girls who put on their makeup and gets ready for the evening or something like that. Yeah,
I didn't know that was the term. Yeah,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Here, obviously, it's, you know, it's not putting makeup, at least not so obvious.
No. It's she makes a video where she gets ready to die. So
there is a little bit of anxiety, I guess. I mean, do you feel a little uncomfortable about these trends and maybe the technologies in general?
Yeah, I think there's lots of good things with it. I just think it's really changing everything. Mm. And quite a lot. And I think like that's sort of what we need to be aware of, I think. And that's why I'm interested in this topic. I think like films don't really reflect the reality that we live in,
yeah.
Like the world we're sort of shaped by social media today, I think.
No, why do you think that is, though? I mean, is it just because it's difficult to handle the presence of digital media in movies, or do you have an opinion on why that is?
I think people are conservative and they try to not do... I think they think it's not visual, but it's like it's. You can present this in a very visual way, I think,
yeah.
In a film. And I think it's. I mean, people are just not used to making films where the social media is a big part of it, but yeah. It is a big part of our life.
I also feel, and I don't know if you agree, well, given that, you know, it's such an important part of your film, that this type of YouTube videos actually is influencing the cinematic language. You know, from a stylistic perspective, do you find that to be true?
Yeah, it is. But I think it's going to influence more. Right now there's a generation that's growing up watching YouTube videos, and all of them have the possibility to be filmmakers from a very early age. And it wasn't like that, like just 10 years ago, I think. I mean, we had the technology, but now it's spread so much, I think. It's totally changed everything, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, in a way, and this is, I'm going to provoke you with this this question, right? The school environment has always more or less been, or at least been in danger of being toxic, right? I mean, growing up has never really been easy, but do you find that it has gotten harder? More specifically, you know,
I can't really say for sure. Actually, I mean, of course, it's become harder. You can get bullied, you can get cyber bullied, and things like that. But then again, you know, you can also find friends. I mean, I know lots of people who were outcasts at the school, and they found people on the internet. And I think it's actually. There's so much good things with it too, but I think growing up is never easy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe it shouldn't be easy.
I heard someone say recently, I was talking to Marco Scopo, actually, the filmmaker, and I did a statement, you know, I just said something along the lines, it's not easy to be a father, and he said it's not easy to be a son. So here in your film, we could almost say, like, but it's also not easy to be a teacher, right? But this type of environment, I mean, speaking of that, I mean, is there any research that you do to try to get the perspective of the teacher, you know, to understand things, to get that?
I've been working as like a temporary teacher, where I only teach film for kids that are sort of in this age, and so I go to different schools and I bring cameras and they get to try it to make films. I did this a couple of years ago. I don't do it that much more now, but it was really it's a great job, but it was also sometimes really tough.
Yeah.
There was like this one class where, I mean, the inspiration for the film is that there was a class where the kids made a film about suicide and they showed it for an entire class, and I was like, I don't know how to handle this situation.
Yeah.
And
so this is like first-hand experience that inspired the movie then?
Yes, yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
It must have had a real impact on you, on your artistic side in development.
Well, I mean, it was this small event, really. But I think these small moments is something. There's usually sometimes there's something really interesting in it that you can expand, mm-hmm. and we did that. And I think like. I certainly brought a lot of my own feeling of being a teacher. I mean, it's very easy when the kids are provoking you that you sort of regress into this sort of child state again, which and I thought that sort of psychological occurrence, I thought that was really interesting. So that's kind of what I wanted to find in the teacher, that he sort of becomes a high school kid again and he starts to
relive his past traumas.
Yeah.
I mean, that raises another point too about traumatic experiences and how they shape our lives, right?
Yeah. And I think like there's so much stuff happening at that age that totally shapes the kind of person you are.
So going back to the awareness that you want to maybe raise with this film, that's a big part of it, right? That what you want to raise awareness that this is a that there should be discourse around it, you know. Do you feel like there is a discourse? What is the situation with the discourse around it? I mean,
I think the discourse around it is maybe a bit weak, and it's not. It's just. I mean, people are also very much in their own bubbles, and I think like the adult world is not really that aware of what's going on. Like I really think that. I think it's important that we just show it, and I'm not saying that it's that there's something that should be changed in society, except that you should just try to understand the youth of today.
So, do you understand the youth of today? And actually, more directly, do you understand why they make videos like these? Is it because they've created their own form of capital?
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I think so. I think it's great. They express themselves. I mean, they get the chance to.
I'm saying, if you've noticed, and probably you have, like a lot of the videos that get the most views are the very very hateful ones. They're more negative. Let's say. I mean, they're very bullying. You know, in a sense, there's negative feelings in them. I feel they get more views. I feel.
Yeah. And it's totally uncontrolled. And it's not like before, if you were the most negative kid in class, it was just, I mean, you got a lot of attention, but it was still sort of quite small, you know? But now there's like a million views, you know? I actually don't know how that changes.
Yeah. Oh. So I just wanted to, because we are out of time, but I wanted to ask you for a comment on Future Frames. I mean, how have you been enjoying it so far?
It's been great. It's great to be in this group, and I think the films are really great. So it's a great honor to be a part of it, and also this city is really nice. It's like for us Swedes, it's quite an unknown city. We didn't know about it, and it's also a great festival. It's really huge and. warm and welcoming. I it's a truly very nice experience, I think.
Awesome. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.